Talking with Kerry Williams tonight on Ravens One on White. We invite you to join the conversation, 410-467-WBAL. Toll-free, 1-800-767-WBAL. AT&T. It is pound sign WBAL, Verizon Wireless, star sign WBAL. Starting tomorrow, Kerry, it's diving in to the game plan, getting everything together for the Dallas Cowboys. You will have done your tape research. And for a corner, obviously so much of what you do is a part of the team scheme, but much of your life is lived out on the island. It's you against a receiver. About what percentage of the plays, if the other team runs 70 plays, how many of those plays do you know from the snap, okay, it's me against this guy, and either he beats me or I beat him?
I say it's about 50 of those plays where you one-on-one actually with a guy, unless we have a call specifically where we may be doubling a guy. But outside of that, it's usually, I say, 50 plays where you one-on-one usually with the guy mano-a-mano. You beat me man-to-man, I beat you man-to-man, and we're just going to put up our dukes and we're going to fight it out. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's a part of the game. And it's at the end of the day, it's something that I can appreciate because, you know, it shows faith in the coaching staff, shows faith in my teammates, you know, just putting us out there on the island. It just shows that, you know, that we are pretty good corners and we can play this game and they trust us enough to go out there and be out there on our own.
And being a good corner means having a very short memory in this league because I don't care how good you are, you're going to get beat sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you get beat on the fifth play of a 70-play game by the opposition, you can't let that linger very long. How do you move past a play that doesn't go your way?
You just have to just focus on going to the next play, man, regardless of what happened. Like what I do personally, I think about it, you know, up until the next defense is called. I'm thinking about what could I have done to negate the wide receiver from catching the ball. What could I have done to get my hands on him? What did I do wrong? And, you know, that takes a matter of maybe 5 seconds for me to identify that because I've been in the league 5 years and you know what you've done wrong. You know what you could have done better and things like that just comes to you instantly like that. And, you know, once I got that 5 seconds of my time in, then I try to focus on the next play. And then from there, you know, it's just going back to defense and trying to buckle down and trying to work on technique. And it maybe have been a technical issue where, you know, I kind of sank my butt in a little bit in a press technique, and that allowed him to get a free gate in on a release. And, you know those things as a corner because you've been doing it for so many years and you know what's right and what's wrong. And that's just the way I go about it.
Football fans watch you play on Sunday. They watch the NFL. Very few people ever get a chance to play cornerback at any level of football. What do you think is the most misunderstood aspect of your position? Because it's a position that people see, I would say, second to quarterback.
Man, I just think that when receivers catch the ball, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the one thing that I feel is misunderstood. One, you know, those guys are professionals as well. You know, and it's hard to anticipate what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, like I said earlier, that a team may come out and revamp their whole offense and things like that. And the way you studied may have been a little bit different or it doesn't look the same. And it may just be that, you know, a wide receiver came out and did something totally different from what you've seen. And he may be switching it up and things like that. That's one thing that's difficult. But at the end of the day, man, I just feel like just a wide receiver catching the ball, man, it's a part of the game. It's going to happen. And that's one thing I can say that I've gotten better at because, you know, regardless of whether the wide receiver catches the ball, there's still another play ahead. You know what I mean? I still have to focus on that. Yeah, he's going to catch the ball. Yeah, he's making minimum $500,000 a year. You know what I mean? Like, okay, he's getting paid to do that. But, you know, I'm also getting paid too. So I'm going to handle my business. I'm going to do my job to the best of my ability. I'm not going to allow this guy to continue to catch the ball. And that's just the way you have to go about it each and every week and each and every snap.
You raise a good point in the fact that it is a business. This is your livelihood. This is how you make your living. And before the start of this season, you made the decision not to sign an offer for a 3-year deal worth, you know, different numbers floating around. And one of the numbers I saw was $15 million, regardless of the exact number. You chose not to sign a deal that could have meant a lot of money in your pocket. how difficult was it not to sign that deal and to put forth the idea that I'm good enough, I'm going to make more than this?
It was very difficult, man. It's a decision where I felt like I had confidence in myself. I had confidence in my ability. I knew what my worth was, regardless of what number was thrown out. It may be a lot of numbers, but the number was 15. So in that sense, I was looking, okay, 15 over 3 years, that's good money. I haven't made $15 million in my lifetime yet, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I felt like if I played up to the level that I played last year, if not better, then the opportunity to make more is out there. And that just is a testament of how I feel about me and how I feel about what I'm going to accomplish each and every day and what I'm going to accomplish each and every weekend out there on the field. And it wasn't no disrespect to the Baltimore Ravens or anything like that. It's just saying that, you know, I appreciate the offer. However, I feel like I'm worth this. And I think I have every right to feel that way. It's no disrespect. You know, at the end of the day, it's business. And I don't know anybody that has good business or have done good business with people bite at the first offer given to them. So it was a great offer. But at the end of the day, I felt like, you know, I can do a lot better.
Kerry Williams, our guest, as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.